This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. It's The Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday right here at Prime Social. If you want to stop by, please do. Lots of poker games going on. Great environment. Lots of guys having a good time on a Friday. If you want to get out of the office, sneak away, and have something to do to get in a game and play, come on out to Prime Social. Good spot. If you are having problems with the signal, download the app.
Yes, get the app, and that'll solve all of your problems. Thank you, ma'am.
Take us anywhere, and we know that in the last week or so there's been a few issues, so just kind of a heads up and a suggestion for future reference. Just make sure you got the app, therefore you don't have any issues, you hear us clear as a bell, and you can take us anywhere, and that means out of the city, out of the state, wherever you go.
Out of the country.
Sure, that's
right. If you're taking a trip to Mars. Hey, shout out to Tracy. I'm not a part of the challenge, but I have lost 25 pounds, and I want to thank y'all. Y'all are pretty much gave me the inspiration to better myself. Good job, Tracy.
That was the goal we set out, was let's do something that can make a difference, get people to kind of get on board and see some results. And, man, whether we get to that ultimate goal or not, just the results we've seen has been so great. Why don't you do that on air?
That was probably I could have waited. That's gross. Will you hold this?
No, I will not hold your bloody Band-Aid. Thank you.
Somebody had a question. I think, do you want a basketball question or a football question?
Are you answering too?
Of course.
Obviously,
let's go basketball. I know.
Raheel has the most popular basketball show in the city.
What was that?
I'm driving in the car this morning. I'm driving my daughter to school, and I hear Raheel go, there's the only show in town everybody knows that anything where you can get good basketball information, the best basketball info, it's got to be me and Dell. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Joel took personal offense to that.
I was like, you've got to be kidding
me. All right, I don't think I've heard anybody bring it up this week. Do y'all think the way Kawhi Leonard's handling the situation will affect his stock with other managers in the event he looks to leave SA? I think he meant GMs.
Well, it's either a GM or a coach. Yeah, it's not like soccer. But at the same time, look, that's a top five talent in this league. And there's always going to be no one's going to turn Kawhi Leonard away because we don't know the real story. I mean, obviously, general managers have people that they know that are in the know that can kick it around a little bit. But you don't turn away a two-way player that's a top five talent in this league. That's why when we were all talking about this yesterday. If you could trade Clint Capella, a future first-round pick, and Eric Gordon, and you get Kawhi Leonard back, I'm confident in saying 9.5 out of 10 GMs in this league are going to jump on that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to rehash the whole thing we had yesterday.
You're
right. You're right. Most people are going to make that trade for Kawhi Leonard. I mean, there's something to be said for fit and all that. But, yeah, usually guys aren't going to pass on a star talent like that.
No, you can't, because it's not that it's once in a generation or once in a in a century, whatever it is, once in 10 years, it doesn't matter. He's proven himself. It wasn't just a 1 year and done thing. He's proven that he's gotten better every year until this year.
But how worried would you be for two reasons? He can't shake the injury, or he just refuses to come back. He's either being pouty or he's slow playing it. Well, you've got to be a little worried, because here's the thing. I was reading an article the other day, and they were asking Pop about Kawhi Leonard. He's like, guys, stop asking me. He'll come back when he's ready to come back. He said, when his doctors clear him,
which is weird,
then we'll sit down and figure out a timetable. To me, if you read between the lines, Pop's not happy that he's not using the Spurs doctors, he's went out and got his own. You get the feeling, and I'm just totally putting words in Pop's mouth here, but you get the feeling that Pop thinks, you know what, he just doesn't want to play. He's being a baby, or he doesn't want to come back. But
more so than that,
if you read between the lines, that was a disgruntled Pop talking about a disgruntled Kawhi Leonard.
More so than that, that's Pop saying, there's no way in hell with the world-class doctors that professional sports teams have. You should be relying on your own doctors and not following the protocol that we have in place with all of our players that seem to have worked for all these years when we've been winning championships, doing all these things.
So we
talked about it with the Brady situation with Belichick and Brady's guy, too. It's the same thing. The thing I was going to say is, I'm not worried about him coming back as a player. Yes, you have to get through this injury thing, but again, he's proven himself. The bigger thing I'm worried about is, where did the breakdown occur? Where did it go from Kawhi is this budding superstar going to be here his whole career, everything's going to be roses, to all of a sudden it's so bad that it's basically like, is it irreconcilable at this point?
That's the thing. If you're another GM looking at this and you're thinking maybe Kawhi is, are you a little bit concerned that that the Spurs are going through this? I mean, you're talking about an organization that's never really had any issues in recent years with their players and prima donnas and all that. Does Kawhi kind of getting behind the scenes the label of a prima donna?
I don't think. First of all, I'm not concerned if I'm a GM because, again, you believe that your organization isn't like that. You believe that you're going to, you know, nip in the bud whatever problems there were, and you'll identify them and do those things. I've seen the Rockets do it. I've seen other teams do it. There's not a time when they turn. I brought up Josh Smith as one of the instances where there's not a time that an organization doesn't feel like a fresh start in a new environment can help them. But I do want to know, get to the bottom of what happened.
Right.
Like when he started getting represented by his uncle instead of by some professionals that have done this thing before. And when he started spraying bullets in the media, which is not a Kawhi Leonard thing to do. He's one of those private guys, keeps everything under wraps. That's where this all started to go a little south.
Yep.
That's what I'd be more concerned with. Like, how involved is the uncle? And how, you know,
family.
How big of a player is he in the deal? Because you remember the other family instance that comes to my mind? Is when you had the rookie of the year in Vince Young. And all of a sudden, he had that falling out with his relative who was his agent. And then he had more relatives involved. And then it went south even further. And you're like, how deep is this situation with a blood relative, you know?
Family screws everything up, don't they?
It's pot, you know.
Damn it. Hey, James Feimster said, I dropped 50 pounds just switching to vegan.
Yeah, my wife. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
My wife would like me to
do that. I started the week after the challenge. Good for you, James.
You had a football question, too, didn't you say?
Yeah, let me get back there. I was reading. Somebody had tweeted me, you know, we have the curse word challenge, which I need to update the bracket. The voting the voting is over, so we got to move on. I'll do that at one of these breaks. But somebody was asking, where's the word moist? Moist isn't a curse word.
No.
I get that you may not like the word, which I feel like the word moist, it's become kind of a thing to say, oh, I hate that word. Most people, I don't think, care about that word, but it just became a thing online or some show. I don't even know where it started. But I don't know why that's even a thing. But no,
it's Duncan Hines cake, isn't it?
Moist isn't a curse word. It's not going to be in the challenge. But yeah, the question was, thoughts on Allen Hurns signing with Dallas. Will this ultimately help Dez?
I think it ultimately says Dez may be gone. I think that's like an insurance policy or they're moving on. One way or the other, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking he's going to be on the other side for Dez. I'm thinking that this is a move that they either are doing just in case or by sending a message, hey, either just fall in line and do it our way or we'll move on and do it another way.
Well, that's the thing. You sign a guy like this in hopes of two things. One, that they will alleviate some pressure off of your star and maybe not have to draw as many double teams on Dez. But two, it's insurance. If you don't want to, if you want to move on from Dez, you've got somebody that can be a focal point for Dak Prescott and that Cowboys offense. So, yeah, I think that that signing is probably a twofold signing, and he's a good wide receiver. I mean, you're just not getting some scrub that was just available.
But like you were talking about with Kawhi, the other thing with him was came into the league, kind of raised some eyebrows, people saying, look, this guy's got some talent, signed a big deal, got his money, and then kind of fell off the planet with injuries and otherwise and hasn't done anything since. So, again, clean start, clean slate, new opportunity, but to me that's screaming messages to Dez Bryant more than it is that the Cowboys are looking for a big-time guy on the other side.
There you go.
All right.
Answered our football question.
What else you got? Anything social media-wise while we clean things up here?
No, nothing that I've read ahead on. We're all caught up.
We've got people, again, chiming in even with the app. So we need to make sure that we straighten out everything on our end. We'll get the right people on that. But we appreciate you hanging in there with us as we continue to roll on. We are at Prime Social on Westheimer, right past Hillcroft, right by Molina's. Stop in and see us. We're broadcasting till 4. The Blitz is broadcasting till 7. Great poker games going on all across this VIP room atmosphere. You should stop in anytime and check it out, but particularly today because we're here too. We'd love to see you and say hi. Back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. This is how we do.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This is the Texas A&M Report, presented by AT&T, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. AT&T, entertainment your way.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing.
Texas A&M, the Sweet 16, it came to an end on Thursday at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The Aggies outscored in the first half by Michigan, 52-28. You'd be hard-pressed to think that anybody could have beaten Michigan on this day. Aggies did come back in the second half, played much stronger, outscored in that second half, 47-44, and thus the season comes to an end. A&M led in scoring by Tyler Davis. He had 24. So A&M finishes at 22-12, and Michigan now will advance to the Elite Eight. They have a record of 30-7. That was the 12th game that they had won in a row. Aggies did outscore Michigan in the paint, 56-46. My final game of Aggie basketball. It's been a pleasure. That's our Aggie Report, and I'm Dave South.
Join the fun as ESPN 97.5 broadcasts live at Prime Social this Friday, March 23rd. Watch your favorite NCAA teams battle for that championship. For you poker players out there, during the broadcast dates, get into the noon tournament with $100 bounties on me and Granato and other celebrities. Come out and show us who's boss. Prime Social will offer $50 bracket buster splash pots from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. anytime there's a tournament upset on the ESPN broadcast dates. Fun and basketball at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Get your poker on, baby.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now at Advance, tax season savings are in full swing. Get 30% off any oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of premium oil from Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, or Pennzoil, starting as low as $21.99. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I will tell you this. I got a tattoo tear on my cheek the other day. And I don't know if you know what that means. That means you murdered. That's what that means. You have to kill to get that tattoo. And you cannot see that tattoo because I have it on my right cheek right here. And I got it after I murdered the bathroom at Fred 62's in Los Feliz.
Oh, that's some good stuff. It's an FEF Friday, which means anything goes, and F is for funny. It is T. Sean Shannon. He's our Comedian of the Week. Barry gave you a little background earlier in the show, but that's some funny stuff. Yep. Funny dude, you said writer for Saturday Night Live for like 10 years.
Yeah, Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series. Actually, I think from what I saw, 2000 to 2009, he was a writer for Saturday Night Live. That's a pretty long run.
That's a good run.
You've got to be pretty good at what you do if you're going to stick around at SNL for 9 years writing sketches for them. So
yeah, I would think more times than not, you better have some successful skits and not ones that bomb.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. I don't know if you know like the process, but they'll submit 10, 12 sketches at the writing table per person. And they'll go through, and Lorne Michaels will be in the room, and they'll all be just pitching their ideas. Hey, I want to do this one where there's this big guy, and he's like, "Now I got a van down by the river." And at that table, they could be like, "Nah, that's stupid," and then they move on. So you're always having to pitch and sell your ideas for a sketch.
The other thing that people don't realize, like, well, you know, Charles hosted a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's not just you show up Friday night and you do the show Saturday night. There's a lot of rehearsals all week long.
Yeah, a lot of rehearsal.
Yeah, they're constantly tweaking it. So very, very cool that you brought in someone like that has that kind of experience as a writer.
Yeah, it's cool. A lot of people don't know he's from Houston. So did you see the story about Michael Bennett? It just got updated on ABC 13. I wasn't even aware of this.
Someone said it to me at the start of the show. I just started reading it. But at first, I was kind of like you. I was skeptical going, this can't be true. It can't be accurate. But it seems like it's pretty detailed, and it's on a lot of credible websites that there's more than a little substance to this.
Yeah, apparently Michael Bennett has been indicted by a Harris County grand jury. He's the defensive end for the Eagles on felony charges of injury of the elderly for injuring a 66-year-old paraplegic who was working at NRG Stadium to control access to the field at Super Bowl 51. On February 5th, Bennett was a spectator in town to watch his brother. Immediately following the game, Bennett shoved his way onto the field where players were gathering. NRG security personnel, including the 66-year-old disabled victim, told Bennett he had to use a different entrance. He decided, nah, I'm going this way, and started shoving his way through the crowd, including the lady. The charge, injury to the elderly, includes intentionally and knowingly causing bodily injury to a person 65 or older. 10 years in prison.
Yeah,
he could face up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
Now, remember, this is the same guy that had all kinds of issues on the Vegas Strip with security and otherwise, and then turned it into a racial issue, amongst other things. But he's not gonna do major time for that, but that's still a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and it says, as a result of the indictment, a warrant has been issued for his arrest. So, yeah, there's actually a warrant out for Michael Bennett's arrest.
Does he turn himself in, or does he just become – is he a fugitive? Is he going to stay away?
Go on the run? Yeah, I think you got to turn yourself in if you're him, right? I mean, that would be the smartest play at this point.
If you're going to fully deny it, too, of course you do. You go in and say you're going to nip it in the bud and be proactive on
post
it.
Post bail.
Go in and say, hey, this is not the deal.
Post bail, do that whole thing. Hey, I've got a question. Nick, I want your opinion on this, too, all right? I put it in the rundown. This is a multiple-choice question for you guys, all right?
Yep.
We're talking about marrying your first cousin.
Okay.
It's legal. And so it is okay. It is legal to marry your first cousin in how many of the following states? 0, 9, 18, or 27? Nick, I'll let you go first.
I'm going to say 18 from your tone.
Okay.
I was going to say, the answer I want to say is 0, and I know that's not true based on how you set this up and brought it up.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be bringing it up if 0. Be like, well, that sucked.
I'm going to go 27.
27. All right. It is legal to marry your first cousin in 18 different states in this country.
Wow. Insane.
Yeah.
Are they all down south?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. Alaska and Hawaii, New Mexico.
You don't get out much.
Colorado. California. You can marry your first cousin in California. Now, yes, there are southern states, Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, Florida, but also New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island. Yeah, there's 18 states total where you could marry your first cousin. Believe it or not, Texas and Oklahoma, it's a criminal offense to marry your first cousin.
Good.
Yeah.
That I agree with.
In North and South Dakota and Vegas, that's it. There are 5 states where it's a criminal offense to marry your first cousin. 18, where you could just have first cousin babies. No problem.
I was just going to say, and what are those babies going to look like?
That's weird. There's all kinds of, like, there's
statute. Talk about an extra testicle.
That's true. Yep, you got me there.
Yeah. But
I would have thought that that would have been a much more like criminal offense or maybe just banned.
Handful of states. I mean, not thinking 18.
No, and it's weird because their statute bans first cousin marriages in the majority of states. And then we're talking Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. So, way to go, Texas. Way to hold strong. California.
What's Wisconsin?
Stop marrying your first cousins. Wisconsin's banned with exceptions.
Well, at least we're almost there.
It's banned, but if your first cousin has a mustache, so that's like half the state.
From a dude's perspective, what they had to choose from, if she's hot.
That's all the men and half the women.
It's banned, but if she's hot, and it's wintertime, okay.
Or if you live in a small town and there's not a lot of options.
Oh, there's a lot of those. Yeah. There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a small town either. did you see the story? I put it on the rundown the other day. We didn't get to it. But just craziness for Zay Jones, wide receiver for the Bills. The other night, he's in L.A. in the offseason. The police get a call, and they are called to an apartment building downtown where they find the receiver naked and bloody fighting with his brother and his brother's girlfriend. So they take him into custody because they were grappling in a hallway after he was vandalizing the apartment building, smashing the main door, smashing some windows. Then bloody and naked, fighting with his brother, they take him into custody. The Bills were aware of it, saying they're in the process of gathering more information. Now it turns out he's off the hook. They don't have enough to press charges,
they said.
Was he hopped
up on bath salts? What the hell was going on?
No idea, but not a good look in a lot of ways. You're bloody, you're naked, first of all.
Yeah, that's never a good combination.
No.
You never want to combine naked and bloody. You want to pick one or the other. Definitely not, but you can be bloody and clothed, but you never want to be naked and bloody.
Right.
That's bad look.
I'll put this on at Pac-Man Joel. I'll retweet it. But they actually have video from when it was going on.
Yeah.
And is there ever a good time in public to be wrestling naked?
I mean, yeah.
Is there?
There's some
in private? I said in public.
Yeah.
You want to wrestle naked in public?
I mean, it depends. You know, if I'm out...
It's a bad look.
Now, his brother has clothes on.
Yes.
And he's bucket naked. Maybe this was a challenge. Maybe it was like, is this the video?
Yep.
Maybe it was one of those things where it was like strip wrestling. You know, in wrestling, like they get a three count, like a one fall, 10-minute time limit. Maybe it was just one of those, hey, if I pin you, you got to take off your shirt. And then if I pin you, you got to take off your pants. And it just went through that, and maybe he's just bad at wrestling.
So the video looks like it's like surveillance from the doorbell camera of one of the places in the apartment complex. But the brother, he's stripping down while he's going down the hallway. The brother's in a hoodie, shorts, tennis shoes, shaking his head, kicking the stuff he's shedding off clothes-wise, going like, what are you doing? And all of a sudden they come back, and they start squaring off, and they just start.
Well, now that wasn't wrestling. That was him trying to get away.
Now
you can tell there's something
wrong
with
him. But later they come back, and the brother's girlfriend's on the phone trying to call authorities. There's blood all over the place.
Yeah, he was tripping. Yeah, there was something going on. You don't just get naked and wrestle unless now.
Now who gets involved to make sure there's no charges? Someone's paying off somebody or saying, hey,
without a doubt,
apartment
right?
complex, you don't press charges, we'll take care of all this.
Without a doubt. But, yeah, like I said, there's certain instances where it's okay to be naked and wrestle in public. Like, for example, you happen to be at a strip club, and it's Jello wrestling night, and they're like, hey, you want to get in on this? You could win $500. $500 is $500.
Till they ask if it's cold in here?
Eh, I mean, you know. Dude, anybody that's not hashtag blessed isn't doing that anyways. Trust me.
Yep.
That's the rarity that you're going to have.
You're not
a
tripod, you're not getting involved.
Yeah, guys don't usually take their pants off if they look like they're cold all the time.
Greg Oden could be a Jello wrestler at a strip club.
Yeah, Greg Oden probably. If I was Greg Oden, I would just walk around with no pants. I just wouldn't even care. I'd be like, if you want me to come outside the house, you're just going to have to be comfortable with the fact that I'm not going to have pants on. That's just how that's going to be healthy. Speaking of healthy.
Oh, okay.
If you want to eat healthy, if you want to lose weight, if you're maybe you just want ready to heat and eat food that tastes good and it's good for you, whatever the reason that you want this food, you need to get on healthygourmet.com and check it out. All the meals are made from scratch. You can customize your meals online. Here's the thing. Look, you want to lose weight, but you don't want to meal prep every day. I get that. I did the meal prep thing. I hated it. Maybe you don't want to cook. Maybe you don't want to have to do the dishes afterwards. A lot of people that I know lose an entire Sunday just doing their meal prep. You don't have to do any of that when you log on to healthygourmet.com and order your food. You log on, you customize your meals, and then guess what? You don't even have to leave the house. They deliver it directly to your door. If you order by Tuesday at midnight, you get your meals on your doorstep by Friday. It couldn't be easier. There's no prep, no cooking, no driving, and then you're ready to eat healthy the rest of the week. It's the perfect solution whether you're just wanting to eat healthy, lose weight, or you're just lazy like me and you just want your food. You want somebody else making it for you, and your wife won't do it. It makes it easy for you. The portion sizes will fill you up. I've done diets where I've had to eat two of their meals because it wasn't enough food for me. Not with HealthyGourmet.com. I get one of their meals. I add a piece of fruit to it, banana, apple, whatever, and then I'm full until it's time to eat again. That's why I like it. Like I said, you can customize your meals, whether it's paleo, gluten-free, vegan, doesn't matter. All there. Also, guys, there's no commitment. There's no minimum orders. You log on to HealthyGourmet.com. You pick what you want to eat for the week, and that's it. If you don't want to do it again, you don't have to. You want to wait 2 weeks, you can do that as well. And here's the deal. I'm going to save you 10% right now. Log on, put all the meals into your cart, and when you check out, use promo code ESPN975, and you'll save 10% on your order. You can use that every week, too. You don't have to just use it one time. Also, if you order $99 or more, you'll get free shipping. Couldn't be easier to eat healthy and lose weight. Log on today. It's HealthyGourmet.com. Get started. Get healthy. HealthyGourmet.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a little boy with a towel.
Now it's $5.99 at JCPenney.
Wait, is that my good towel?
There's more.
I should go back to JCPenney.
I would.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 50% off home, like $5.99 towels. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase with coupon. And earn $10 bonus rewards for each $50 or more purchase. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Earn up to 3 per rewards member. Earn bonus rewards 322 to 325 and redeem 326 to 45. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
At Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, we're known for exceptionally beautiful diamonds, like our lab-grown E3 diamond. It's gorgeous, affordable, and environmentally friendly. We like that. And like every diamond we offer, it's an engagement diamond, hand-selected for beauty and strength and backed by our lifetime warranty. The E3 diamond, exclusively at Robbins Brothers. And now get $200 towards your perfect proposal with any engagement ring purchase over $4,000. Only at Robbins Brothers Clear Lake or Houston Loop today. Restrictions apply. See store for details or visit robbinsbrothers.com.
When Raising Cane's fans are happy, we're happy. Like Kelly.
I want, need Raising Cane's. The sauce beckons me. The toast sings a siren song.
Give in, Kelly. Give in. Let's hear from at Nola Mary B.
Is it crazy to have a dream about swimming in cane sauce?
Hey, whatever floats your chicken finger boat. Thanks for the shout-out, Caniacs. You're making us blush with your love for our cook-to-order hand-battered chicken fingers, hand-squeezed lemonade, fries, Texas toast, and cane sauce. Keep that love coming. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
College basketball tourney is game on. Watch and play as college hoops powerhouses take on the best challengers to determine who is number one. Back your favorite college teams to win and earn extra cash for every winning pick at BetDSI.net. BetDSI.net is the best online sports book for your college basketball tournament action. With over 20 years experience, and BetDSI.net is top rated on review sites and well known for the fastest payouts and an easy to use fast playing interface. BetDSI.net in-game and play with live wagering throughout the tournament and virtually all other games, sports, and events 24/7, 365. Get 100% member bonus on your first deposit using promo code MADTEXAS. That's right, you'll double up your money right away. Don't sit on the sidelines during this year's basketball tourney. Use promo code MADTEXAS at BetDSI.net and start winning today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now at Advance, tax season savings are in full swing. Get 30% off any oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of premium oil from Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, or Pennzoil, starting as low as $21.99. Only at Advance or participating Carquest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Chuck Norris heard you were thirsty, so he punched the earth, made it cry, and bottled the tears. Seaforce Natural Artesian Water is one of a kind. Dated back 23,000 years to the last ice age, Seaforce is the smoothest, freshest, volcanically filtered water available. It comes directly from a sustainable aquifer deep under Chuck Norris's Lone Wolf Ranch. Find this naturally high pH water at a store near you or on Seaforce.com. That's C-F-O-R-C-E.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. It is The Usual Suspects. We are on an FEF Friday at Prime Social here, right past Hillcroft on Westheimer, right by Molina's. If you want to play some poker on a Friday afternoon or any afternoon, frankly, this is the place to be. It is a very VIP upscale feel to it, but it is not that in terms of what it comes out of your pocket to play. I think it's a $10 membership. They do have a chair fee, which is very, very reasonable and minimal per hour.
And the chair fee is only for the time that you sit there.
Yep.
So it's only for the time that you're there, which can be reasonable, especially if you suck like me. Probably won't have to pay that much in chair time.
There you go. But great food, great environment, very, very, very nice people accommodating that wait on you and take care of you. So good spot overall.
Talented.
Check it out. Yes, let's just leave it at that.
Talented folks taking care of you. We'll just say that. Mm-hmm. So a couple of people were speculating on the text lines that they wonder if the reason he was bucket naked in the hallway is maybe he got caught sleeping with his brother's wife. I don't know. That's a thing. I don't think.
I hope not.
Bath salts, maybe. I don't know. There's who knows why you would get naked and wrestle your brother in a hallway. What? There's probably a lot of reasons. Thank you. Yeah, there's probably a lot of reasons to do that. By the way, NASCAR Johnny checked in. He said, "Hey, man, I also want to thank you guys for the challenge. My wife has really been hitting the gym and exercising. She's down 27 pounds.
Outstanding.
That's badass.
What do you think? Are we going to hit that goal?
I think we can hit a ton. Yeah, I do. I think
we just
got to
make sure everybody like checks in at the end
some,
and still turns in their numbers.
I was going to say we had some pretty big listeners, let's be real. I think we can hit the ton. Not anymore, though.
No,
you know what?
A lot of people are trimming down.
Raheel and Dale may have the shortest wait time. We have the skinniest listeners. Yeah, suck it, Raheel and Dale. How's that feel? Huh? How's that taste?
And we can talk basketball.
Christian Chapman said, "Man, I want to thank you guys. I deliver for a waiter. And thank you guys for making my shift great. Love y'all show. Appreciate you, Christian. Keep hustling out there."
Did you see this score last night? This Grizzlies-Hornets game?
No. What did I miss?
You didn't miss much in terms of a competitive game, but you missed a hell of a lot from a record book perspective. Final score, Charlotte 140.
Oh, my God.
Memphis 79.
What?
61-point win.
What?
J.B. Bickerstaff, you think you're going to hold that job at the end of the year? Have we seen this before?
Man.
You know when I said there are certain guys that are – yeah, you remember when I said there are certain guys that are better suited to be assistant coaches?
Was that one?
It might be one of them at this point. Your dad was a great head coach, but yeah.
I did like Bernie.
Man, you are paying Chandler Parsons upwards of $25 million a year. You're paying Mike Conley Jr. upwards of $31 million a year. He's never been an all-star.
Ouch.
and you're losing games by 61 points. Kemba Walker had 46 points in 28 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How about that? How they doing?
Man, that's not a game. You know, I don't like college basketball because the games suck. To me, it's boring. I think the zone, the way that they play, it's bad. It's a bad watch.
Yeah.
But 140 to 79 can't be a good watch either.
First 60-point or greater win for any NBA team since 1998 and only the sixth in the history of the league.
Damn.
Dwight Howard, 32-30 in the win over Brooklyn, didn't have to play, was suspended, and yet Walker goes for 46 in 28 minutes.
That's crazy.
Just ridiculous.
That's crazy talk.
Man, Memphis is a mess. That's a joke.
Hey, Nick, do we have that Tom Segura audio?
Yes, sir, we do.
So we were talking about my doctor's trip to Man Centers earlier, and this is hilarious because Aaron got this. I forgot about this bit, but we were talking about the fact that, when I went earlier in the week, I had mentioned that he was just like, yeah, all right, we're going to do a checkup. Go ahead and drop your pants. And it was cold in the room, so to speak. And I was thinking, oh, man, really? Like, it's cold, and I'm cold, and I'm already not hashtag blessed. This isn't helping. And then I forgot about this bit, but I thought this – Aaron picked the appropriate and perfect bit for this, and it's a funny Friday. It's an F yeah Friday. So this is Tom Segura's bit about going to the doctor. Tell me if you can relate to this.
I have never in my life seen a smaller version of my own than when I'm in the doctor's office. Like, it gets so small, and it leans to the left, so my is like, what did you say? Like, should I be here, Dad? I yell. You ever yell at it? You're like, what the f***? Monday we were hitting thigh, and today you're like, I want to stay in bed and read. So,
so good. That is so. I'm just like, really? And I was thinking about that today when I was getting dressed to leave. I'm like, all right, well, let's not have a repeat of what happened earlier in the week. I'm going to need you to be ready to play. I'm going to need you to be at attention. I'm going to need you to get your head in the game. And then I get there, and the dude's like, oh, I was like, oh, really, bro? Like, I'm
sorry.
Not only
do you not get a fluffer.
He's shy. I thought I would do that. I was like, all right, this time I'm ready. They were like, okay, you're going to go in here and get your ultrasound. I was like, cool. She's like, just wait here, and the doctor will call you. I was like, or the guy with the ultra. I was like, okay, cool. And so I was sitting there, and I was like, excuse me, is there a restroom? I was like, I'm just going to go in there and shake it about six times,
right.
Kind of get it, wake it up. You know what I mean? You know the deal.
Instead of fluffing, you needed a bitch slapper.
Every dude does that where you're like, all right, maybe you're dating a new chick. She hadn't seen it yet. You're going to walk in the room for the first time. You shake it a little bit. You got to wake it up. You get it where it should be, not where it is.
Where it could be, right.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm going to do that. I went in there. That didn't help. That didn't help at all. Not a bit.
Man.
Tom Segura nailed it. That is every time. Every time.
No
also,
question.
Also, any time that I take my pants down, that happens. But also at the doctor's office.
Yeah, you not only didn't have fluffers or bitch slappers for it.
No.
But then you had observers. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life, that you had, like,
a
I understand
guy.
When you go to the real doctor's office, like an internist or something like that, and they go, hey, this guy's, this is so-and-so, he's interning with us right now, he wants to learn how we do things in the examination room, what are your symptoms?
Okay.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Yeah, that's fine. Not when you're going below the equator.
No, yeah, having us, because I thought I was done, and he's like, oh, no, this guy's going to also check, just because he's in training.
No
way! I'm like, what? Yeah, but, that happened before, but it wasn't. It was worse, actually, than this time, and I'll tell you why. So, you know what a skin tag is?
No.
So, a skin tag, it's almost like a mole, but it's just skin that's kind of, it's formed. It's like, you ever seen, like, old people when they just have
things that
they're nasty looking?
Yeah.
So, I had a skin tag on my inner thigh, right by my testicle, right?
So, another version of the third testicle.
Yeah, so I had a skin, no, it's not huge. It's not like a turkey gobbler hanging down
ET,
or anything like
it,
that. Yeah. But it was just this little skin tag, and so I went to the dermatologist. He's like, oh, yeah, we can just cut that right off. We can have that removed. I was like, okay. He goes, I'm going to go get my stuff, and then I'll come back, and we'll do that. But, go ahead and take your pants down and be ready to go. I was like, okay. So he leaves, and then he comes back in the room with some chick. He was like, oh, hey, she's shadowing me. She's going to observe while I do this. I was like, bro, you got to warn me.
How about a heads up?
Yeah. How about a checkbox on the form I fill out that goes, nope, Don't want any chicks looking at my pills while I'm having the skin tag removed.
There's where you hit it. That should be on every form in any kind of doctor's office, especially at the low T center.
You know what? It should just be a line at the bottom that says, you know, do you have a history of cancer in your family? No. Do you care if anyone else besides the doctor sees your balls? Yes. Yes, I do care, as a matter of fact.
Observing does not mean you get to grab the junk.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No. You have a read here.
Talk
go ahead.
About you got the whole world in your hand. What's going on there?
It's not
you
cool.
You want the whole world in your hands? You want a vehicle that's going to be like no other in the city of Houston and really give you good street cred for a great rep for a good-looking vehicle? Well, check out my people at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about them for a long time. I got all my tires from American Wheel and Tire. I've gotten my rims in the past for my SUV from American Wheel and Tire. It's not just wheels and tires either, like the title says. It's so much more. They do Kevlar wraps. They do lift kits. They do steps. They do bumpers. They do lights for your SUV or your pickup truck. They have a massive selection of tires, all the major brands, including private labels, too. They start at $299 and $399 per set. A lot of times you're paying that per tire. They have full sets at that price. It's a pristine store, beautiful displays, incredible VIP waiting area, flat-screen TVs, leather seating, and you get to look right through the bay window, see your vehicle being worked on, and then the technician's going to come in and communicate with you throughout the process to make sure that you get what you need for your car and aren't paying for something that you didn't ask for. Mike and Tammy Gust have been friends of mine for a long time. They've been in business for over 15 years, running their shop at 290 and 34th Street. I assure you, they will never steer you wrong. They're always going to be honest up front and locally owned. Pro athletes in Houston have been bringing their rides to American Wheel and Tire for years. There's lots of choices. They want the best. That's why they go there too. Check them out. And if you want to see what they've been able to do to different vehicles in the area, AmericanWheelandTire.com. They have got a great photo gallery of all the different vehicles that they've worked on. And if you need anything done to your car, come on into American Wheel and Tire in person, 290 and 34th Street. In most cases, some of the big stores will tell you that you need to replace your tire or rim if there's damaged. They can fix it, including stock rims and tires, and they can do it same day because they keep the stock tires and rims in their warehouse. Check them out, American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street, or AmericanWheelandTire.com.
We outbid them all at GiveMeTheVIN.com. And to prove it, if we don't beat your CarMax offer, we'll pay you $100 straight up and down. GiveMeTheVIN.com. 45 seconds. Load your car in, get an offer, we'll come to your doorstep and pay you right there. Or pay off your payoff. If we don't beat your CarMax offer, we pay you $100. Look at our reviews online. Google GiveMeTheVIN.com and see it for yourself. It's awesome.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here along with John Granato. Our favorite property managers are Renters Warehouse. If you're considering a move soon, if you need to relocate, combine households, or just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore, consider our friends over at Renters Warehouse. Whether you have one property or a portfolio, they can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home easy, fast, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. And for one low monthly fee, their Rent Estate Pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more.
Yeah, Lance, and they'll even warranty your renters for up to 18 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. There are no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, or renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Barry Laminack here. It's a new year and time for you to get serious about losing weight. That's why I want you to call Houston Family Nutrition. We all know you have a better chance of meeting your goals with help, and that's what Mo and his staff can offer you. Mo's a registered dietitian and licensed by the state of Texas, and with services like nutrition consultation, grocery store tours, healthy home makeovers, and culinary expertise, it's everything you need to reach your goals in 2018. So call them. Houston Family Nutrition, 832-844-0789 or online at HoustonFamilyNutrition.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 999 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 999.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Shout out to Packer fan Crystal Collins, who all the way in Ireland is listening to
us. She's going
to
hate you.
As she is on a bus from Cliffs of Moher to Galway, Ireland. Congratulations on a fantastic vacation, Crystal, and the green and gold will be waiting for you when you come back.
You can tell she's overseas. Thank you so much. You can tell she's overseas because she said, listening to you, mate.
Yes. No, but so my buddy that I told you about, I want to have him on the show sometime. Steve, the general manager over at Sterling McCall Lexus, is a former tennis player.
Okay.
And he beat John McEnroe when he was an
what?
Amateur. What? And he said that sometimes he gets people that gives him a hard time because they're like, yeah, so what? You know, everybody was an amateur. Maybe he sucked back then. He goes, right. Oh, really? He goes, the next week he won Wimbledon.
Ooh.
So he was like, so that's his claim to fame.
Talking but he all is, that jazz.
But he's Australian. So when I'm texting him, I always drop the mate.
Oh, do you, yeah, you try to fit
yeah,
in?
Yeah, just to work it in. I'm like, easy. He'll take
Let's have some tea and crumpets.
He's a big
That's
fan of the show.
Australian. Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and his big deal is he wants us to be number one in the city. So he keeps pushing. That's the one he said he'll set the dials and everything. And so
I like it.
He was like, he said something to try and be funny the other day. I'm like, easy, mate. because, yeah, so that's what Crystal's doing over there in Ireland.
Hey,
don't you know.
Luck of the Irish. Hey, can I give you an update on my neighborhood Facebook page?
Oh, I thought you were going to give us an update on the cuss word bracket.
Oh, damn it. I need to do that. I'm going to do that at the next break. I'm glad you said that. Thank you.
Yes.
Before we move on, before this show ends, I will have the next round of the curse word bracket challenge up on my Twitter account for you guys to vote. But you know I love trolling my neighbors. And
you've had a lot of issues, let's just say, with your neighbors, from the Facebook page to the comedy at the – what was that, the bingo night?
Trivia night.
Trivia bingo, yeah. Same difference.
So, you know, like most neighborhood pages, these people are pretty petty.
Yeah.
They're very passive-aggressive. There's a lot of bitching and moaning about, there's so many dogs that aren't on a leash in our neighborhood, and it's just getting out of hand. And you guys, there's leash laws for a reason.
With the same thing.
It's like, okay, Tammy, no one gives a crap that you can't handle the fact that there's a dog running around, all right? But there needs to be dogs. Well, as it turns out, that finally got trumped because some lady goes, I just found a child walking around. I was like, what? We've got now kids are getting off leashes?
Jesus.
No way. Hey, you're on the clock wandering off old people.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what's the average age of your neighborhood?
I don't know. I want to say that they're all old, like uppity white people, but there are a lot of folks maybe my age too, you know.
Mine is more or less that I have a lot of different ethnicities and a lot of people that are afraid of dogs. So we get exactly what you said. They'll even come out in very chopped up English and type out the fact that they're terrified of dogs.
Yeah.
But that, you know, and to clean up after the dogs. But I've never had one where a random kid was running.
Yeah, this lady was like, I just found this kid walking on this random street name. I don't know who she belongs to. I'm like, this is literally like the dog post, but with a kid.
That's crazy.
She's in our garage if you guys want to come by and get her.
And then the other thing,
going on in my neighborhood?
As part of your neighborhood, do they also use the website for, like, if you want to sell anything? So it's kind of like a rummage sale online?
On Facebook, yeah, totally.
People are, like, trying to make it big business. No. I got ladies taking used shoes, trying to sell it for a grand a pair.
Gotcha beat. Someone tried to sell the potty trainer, their kid's potty.
The little mini toilet?
Yeah. They're like, there was two of them. They were like, they're clean. We cleaned them if you want to buy these used potty trainer
a lot potties. Of people buy those.
That's disgusting. Well, a used piss pot. No thanks. No, I'm good.
Stuff
I'm selling
on
these bed pans if you guys want it. What?
Box of golf, old golf balls. Not brand new. Box of old golf balls and tennis balls. $5. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
just stupid stuff.
But that's not that's not why I this was the post from yesterday. And I'm not going to give them the names or anything, but she said, what options do I have for dealing with a neighbor that blares their music for all the neighbors to hear every day? I can't sit outside and enjoy the gorgeous day peacefully. I have to listen to Journey like I'm next to the stage. If it were once in a while, I wouldn't mind. So I love trolling these people. I really do because they get so upset. I told you I had one guy threaten to come to my house and fight me, right? This one guy was like, I'll come kick your ass. I was like, bro, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm not hard to find. Like, if you want to fight me. Yeah. So
seriously.
So she was like, I don't want to have to listen to Journey. So I responded. I was like, look, I'm not sure what's going on, but I believe there's something, that there's a solution that can be reached. Just hang in there and don't stop believing. Everybody was like, you're an a-hole.
You are
you're
an a-hole. Dick. Man.
I love, like, there's so many, these people get so angry in these Facebook groups.
Yes, and I was going to say, the other thing is, they just turned over the new board. There was a new election, and the board, so then there was this whole fiasco, and of course, we're all members of the page, so you get, like you said, when you hate when I respond to trolls about rocket stuff, and then you get tagged in it. Everyone gets tagged on every response, and there was this huge uproar that the election was fixed. So then they went through all this. Then it became what the, like you said, what the page normally is. People, like, without cuss words, but literally just belittling the hell out of everybody and saying, oh, that's real nice, you know, so-and-so. Why don't you clean up after your dog and worry about your own damn business? And then someone else would say something like this. And then it became the whole holier-than-thou page. The new board is in place. We would like to eliminate all negativity from this point going forward. Good luck with that.
So they are eliminating our Facebook group. They're like, we're going to use an app. You have to download this app. I was like, nah, I don't want an app. I don't care about that. I don't want that stupid app. I'm only here for the bitching and the complaining and the passive aggressiveness. I don't really care what's going on in the neighborhood that much. I just want to see you people lose your mind over nothing.
Yeah,
you know what? You know what I'm not going to get on the app? The fact that a child has wandered off and is lost and roaming the neighborhood like a dog. I'm not getting that on the app. That's why I love the Facebook group.
Here's the other thing, too. It's just like the news cycle. If something bad is happening, everyone's going to report that something bad is happening.
Yes.
Feel free to chime back in and go, by the way, the kid, we found his home. We got the kid home safely. No. And then people are going, what the hell happened to the kid?
Well, they did. They were like, oh, it was a visiting mom, and she got, I guess, into a conversation, and the kid just walked out the front door. Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Safe. That's nice and safe.
Yeah, that's great.
Outstanding. All right, we got some music playing in the background, which normally means 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go, 1 hour left of the big show, 60 minutes on the time clock. So we're going to step away for a couple of minutes, come right on back and finish strong for you on an FEF Friday. Barry and Joel from Prime Social on Westheimer, Nick back at the headquarters keeping us on the air. Don't go anywhere. The final hour next on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.